So at this time, in the email and newsletter that went out in the beginning of the week, we asked people to talk about how the COVID was affecting them and what were people finding helpful and inspiring during this time of social distancing. And though I'm gather from Brenda that she didn't get any responses, Brenda does have some things to say, to share with us.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, I'm just going to, okay, thank you. I think Angie's just joined us. So even though no one in advance did, we're a small enough group, perhaps if something comes to mind you after, you can raise your hand and we can unmute you and you can make a contribution for a few minutes. But I'll start. We left for holidays in February before there were any concerns about COVID-19. But by the time I was boarding a flight to come home on March the 5th, I wondered if I should be wearing a mask in the airport and what my chances would be of contracting the illness en route home. I made it home without incident, and it turns out COVID-free. Since then, and each week since then, what started as a nuisance and with abstract what ifs, everything has become more and more a reality. I never expected to see empty rows of anything in any of our Canadian stores. That was something for war times or Siberia. I never expected to see lineups around the store to get in, or that I wouldn't be able to go to any store I wanted to. Being retired, I'm fortunate in that I don't have a responsibility to go to work, but others do. We're so fortunate to have the dedicated people we do who keep our food stores open, who keep us informed with their newscast, who entertain us on YouTube and radio, who keep care of us in our hospitals and other facilities. Too many people can no longer work and wonder how they will pay their rent, mortgages, bills, groceries. We are separated from loved ones, from friends. As my daughter-in-law told me, I'll never take another visit or hug for granted again. And yet there are some positive. Communities, neighbors are coming together to help each other out. At the requisite 2 meters, of course, but still, they're there. Whenever one of us on Nelson Road has to go into town for groceries, there's a call out. I'm going grocery shopping. Does anyone need anything? We call on elderly neighbors to make sure they are okay and just to make human contact at 2 meters away. We share books between us while the library is closed and share new recipes to help clean out the freezer. I'm inspired by the willingness of my neighbors to be there for me and the creative ways that they do that. I must admit, I've enjoyed not having to go to meetings, even though they are all what I want to do normally. It feels like a staycation, and I can do all those little projects I said I was going to do, but didn't have the needed time or energy to get to them. I've been spring cleaning and thinking up new garden projects, sewing or mending really, thinking up new household projects. David's getting worried. And reading. I have loved all the time I have for reading and walking in the sunshine. Thank goodness for the lovely sun. And thank goodness for FaceTime. It's been wonderful to connect with people I rarely connect with and those I have lost touch with. It seems like I have more time to think about the people who have been in my life, but are no longer close. It's been lovely to connect with them over the great technology. Yes, I'm even grateful for that. We have for this now. Messenger, FaceTime, Zoom, and the telephone. I've learned that it's okay to not be busy all the time. I don't have to do in order to be. I used to have to be involved in a lot of things in order to prove my own worth, not sure to whom, but keeping busy also meant I didn't have to think about the things I didn't want to think about, but probably should have. A friend used to remind me, Brenda, we are human beings, not human doings. This time has showed me the benefits of not always doing. I'm learning that I don't need as much as I thought I did to buy, to go into town. I don't even want as much as I thought I did. But don't tell David. Life for me is simpler. I probably continue to be naive about COVID-19, but I do think that if I wash my hands often, keep them away from my face, and just keep 2 meters away from people, I will be fine. And I think that there just might be some positive unintended consequences, like the reduced pollution we're hearing about, and the realization of many of us that we can live a much simpler life and enjoy it. I just really miss my grandkids' hugs. So I open the floor to you. If you would like to make a comment, I welcome you. David, I guess you need to unmute. Just raise your hand, please. Raya. Bottom left, can you unmute, or does David have to?
I can unmute.
Thank you.
I cleaned my house because my cleaning lady didn't come. I was very unwilling to do it, but once I started, I felt pride in it. And my house looked gorgeous for 2 days. Well, I won't do it very often, but I will do it when I have to. And another encouraging thing is walking in the nature. Fortunately, the police does not stop us when we walk at Marina or Boulevard Lake, and then I walk a lot on the shoreline of my cabin and observe how the spring melts the snow and take pictures of it. It is wonderful. I feel like I am a scientist learning spring. So anyways, that's my newfound experiences during this time.
Thank you, Raya. Thank you. Hanusha.
There we go. I think somebody unmuted me. Thank you. I appreciated the slower pace of life, that's for sure. I have a tendency to run off in multiple directions doing lots of different projects. So it's been good to be slower and quieter. And I've made use of the things that usually bring me a sense of goodness and peace. Some music, I'm working on my Easter eggs, some reading, spending time with the family, with the dog. One thing caught me unawares though. It was late at night. I was taking the dog out to do his business one last time before we went to bed, and I happened to glance up at the sky, and the stars were there. And the thought that came to me was, despite all of our craziness down here and trying to figure things out and uncertainty, the stars are just there. They're just shining like they always do, and natural processes will do what they have always done. And for me, that's some kind of an anchor. So I cling to that. And when my mind is getting distressed by things and my emotions are getting distressed, I just picture that expanse of stars, and it just does something for me.
Thank you, Vanuta. I see Sally has raised her hand.
Yeah, you're okay now.
Oh, hi. I felt the same as Hanusha. I really like a slower lifestyle without the pressure of having to get places for a certain time. And to catch up on little chores, as Brenda said, and reading, things that I haven't got around to reading. And I'm trying to work on my piano skills, which I have neglected. And the other thing is not to listen to or watch too much news, enough to be informed, mm-hmm. but it gets mm-hmm. very overwhelming if you listen to the media all the time. And when I start to feel a little down, a good walk outside in this lovely weather really helps me. Yesterday was a difficult day for us because our cat has disappeared since Friday night. So we feel rather sad about that. One of our projects was to make little matching felt blankety covers for 3 armchairs because he sheds on everything, and we finished them Friday night, and ironically, he disappeared that night. So, do you want to say something?
No, it's okay. I'm happy to listen.
I guess he didn't like those arm covers. Thank you for sharing.
Margaret?
So I'm going to join with Raya on the arrival of spring. We're staying out at the lake at Hicks Lake, and it's so lovely to watch, to feel the heat in the sun, even though it might be minus something or other. You feel the heat in the sun, and the snow is melting, and so it melts and freezes every day, and you have the snow shrinking and lovely little ice formations, and I've been skiing out on the lake. And some days it's slushy, and some days it's solid, and some days it's sticky, and some days it's smooth, and just the variety and the loveliness of the natural environment, and feeling spring coming. There's something always something so renewing and hopeful about spring and the sun and the return of the sun, and I'm really enjoying that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh,
Rob?
Oh. Does anyone else like to make a comment? Oh,
Rob.
Yeah.
You're on, Rob.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Oh, Bettina, can you just mute your sound? Sorry, folks. Oh, that's got it. She's got it. We've been, well, the same as everyone, and as Sally says, no appointments, no concerts, no meetings, no things we have to do. So it really has slowed down. It's hard not to be worried. Yeah, because, you know, you could look at your partner and say, look, in 3 weeks, one of us could be gone. And that's not a nice feeling to think like that, that something, it is serious what we're talking about. So it brings new meaning to living from the day to day. Yeah, I've been thinking more and more about that. And still, social shaming notwithstanding, Bettina and I have been leaving the house on foot and walking for, under an hour, usually just up to an hour a day. And that's good for both of us. So in one way, we're in better shape than we were when we started. Although now they're starting to say that, oh no, you shouldn't leave the house at all. And well, I don't know about that if people are willing to go that far. But it's just nice to see everyone here. I think that the Zoom thing is eminently suited for really intimate chats among small numbers of people like this. We can talk to each other almost better than we can down at LUF, but maybe not. So I wish you all the best, everyone there. And the other thing is that if you're in trouble, well, reach out. I'm sure that everyone here would do what they could if they were asked by someone for some help. And we mustn't be afraid of asking for help if we need it at this time. And so you know how to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. I know how to get a hold of you. So thanks very much. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome, Diane. We were just talking about what we are doing to what we're finding helpful and inspiring during this time. Was there any other comments? If not, I'll pass it. Oh, Michelle.
You're on, Michelle.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all. It is a blessing indeed for us to gather, no matter how we do it. For myself, this pandemic has lurched me into high gear around doing the things that I know are good for me around self-care. Maybe some of you can relate. Can't be rushed, not that I do, but I can't be rushing off for a massage. So I need to find ways to attend to my own creaky neck and very stiff and tight shoulders. So be interesting to hear from some of, well, I've been hearing, okay, walks, definitely a good thing, reading, lots of options. I've been finding doing alternate nostril breathing extremely helpful. It's known to be a really good anxiety and stress reducer. Yeah, I'm amazed at how long I'm actually able to do it in one sitting, because it really does make a difference, along with a really good series of back flexes from my good old days of yoga teacher training, and along with another set of exercises that I got from a chiropractor once. They were getting dusty, but I found the books, and it's really, really good to be doing those things for myself, as well as getting out to walk. I do find that the directives that we're receiving are a little bit unclear, because they don't necessarily apply to everyone. The rules are different depending on one's personal situation. I think walks are quite in order if done with the appropriate social distancing. So I've been getting out into the neighborhood myself. And I just am so appreciating Zoom. I use it a lot in my volunteer work, and I've continued to do that. And I've also been able to use email to really wonderful, for wonderful support. I've been very concerned about my mom, and I've been dealing with the fact that she's basically locked down in a senior's residence, as many, many are. So my heart's really been going out to all the families who are impacted by this in the way that they are having loved ones that are now out of touch physically. So I've just so appreciated all the loving support and caring that I've been receiving from my friends, many of whom are in love. So I do send out deep peace to all of you and continuing good health. And I'm remembering all those who aren't here today and may have tried to get on but just couldn't. So let's draw them into our circle here. See you soon. And David, you're doing a fantastic job. This is not easy. I just want to put that out. Thank you. And Brenda and Hanusha for supporting us in a particular way today in being together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
And with that, if there's no one else, I'll pass over to you.
Actually, Robin Cooper has something she wants, is going to.
Oh, perfect. I can't see.
You're unmuted, Robin.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I wasn't sure if my headset would work because I don't have a webcam, unfortunately. Hi. It's honestly the one thing that has been keeping me going right now, and not well, might I add, but keeping me going nonetheless, is remembering that there's people like you guys out here right now that are still thinking of me and caring about me. Because honestly, when I pulled up this, finally got into this meeting and pulled it up, I actually kind of cried a little bit seeing all of your smiling faces. I really did, because it seems like the kind get kinder, the compassionate get more so, the generous get more so, but the ignorant and the cruel get more so. And this is obviously a story that Trudy knows well, but none of the rest of you probably do, but on Thursday, I had to finally go get my summer tires put on, and I finally also needed to get toilet paper, God help us all. So it was going to be a full hour and a half that I had to wait, and you can't wait inside anymore, and all of the restaurants nearby are closed up. So I decided to walk from Kia to Walmart, go pick up my one package of toilet paper and my one package of paper towels, the allowed amount, and walk back. Whereupon walking back with my one package of each, I was yelled at from vehicles all the way back until I cried. And I ended up sobbing walking down Memorial Avenue because I just felt like I was being made to feel like a criminal and a villain. Like, how dare I have a large package of toilet paper? How dare I have paper products? How dare I hoard these things? If I could have gotten a smaller package, I would have. They weren't selling them. This one package will last me for 6 bloody months. I live alone. But then a random light in the darkness, Trudy found me on the side of the road. And she helped me. She kind of talked me through that because I basically ended up having a breakdown on the side of the road there, not being able to deal with being by myself anymore like that. Because, I mean, I haven't been able to obviously see my family in weeks. My boyfriend lives out of town. You know, obviously friends try to keep in touch by text and that, but it's difficult being by yourself like this. I'm not married. I don't have anybody at home. So, but just remembering, I have to keep remembering to myself that yes, there are people that are thinking about me, like actively thinking, you know, how's Robin doing? I hope she's okay. And that's what's been kind of keeping it from spiraling out of control.
Thank you, Robin. I can't believe how it, what you had to put up with. I'm so sorry for that. And thank you to Trudy for being there for you. The universe answers in mysterious ways. So thank you for sharing. Rhea?
I would like to ask the United States people, Sue Daly, how they are doing in the States. I see she was here, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the picture, but yeah. Is it possible to get her?
They, Sue and Carl have said hello to all of us and that they do miss us. I think, Hanusha, do you want to comment on that?
I just tried to unmute Sue and Carl. I don't know if that worked. Sue, can you hear me? Can you say a word or two? Okay. I unmuted their microphone, but...
Okay. I just saw a message from them. They don't have a camera or microphone.
That's what it is.
There it is. Carl and I miss all of you and think of you often. It's great to see your faces, Sue and Carl. Sorry, Sue and Carl. It took me a while to to get to that. And we miss you too, and hope you are both doing well.
Great.
Thank you, everyone, for your sharing. I'll pass it over to David.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. I think this worked out better, or certainly much better than I was worried about. The fact that we've been able to see each other, even if we have to be distant, and work from there. I know that certainly this pandemic has given us clear evidence of the fact that we are part of the interdependent web of all existence, and know that It's interesting. This past Friday, when Ontario released its modeling projections and the number of deaths with or without interventions, and it reminded me of T.S. Eliot's poem, The Wasteland, at least the first line of it. April is the cruelest month. And I suspect that for all of us, April will be a cruel month, and it's going to be a time that we really have to stay strong and remain, be able to stay connected with each other during this time. And I think if we do that, we'll be able to come out of this and hopefully be even better as we go along. So, and it's really important for us to live our principles during these times, keeping, and Robin's story reminds us of the importance of justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, and the fact that it's hard. And I hope that when people do run into problems, that, as Rob has said, that we all reach out to each other and give her, you know, help to support each other in these times, and look forward to the time when we can gather together in person again. Now, obviously there are some hiccups in doing this now, and over the next little while, hopefully we'll get those sorted out and be able to run things even more smoothly the next time around. But the fact that we had, you know, 20 people here, I think has been, I think it's been really good, a good start. So we'll work from there. And so please, either through whatever communication means you have, pass, you know, feedback about things or suggestions for how to improve things. Probably if you send them through Angie at the office, that would be the best place to do it. And we can work from there. And certainly the board is going to be meeting tomorrow and Sunday services on Tuesday, all by Zoom. And we should, so we'll see how things go from there.